And time for a look at the news on a Friday, Friday the 13th for 2021. In the news for today, meeting on the first day of school, the Amador School Board continues to deal with an ever-changing landscape with regard to COVID-19 safety. Amador school officials expecting to face rapid and often changes from the state with regard to measures meant to contain the coronavirus have now established a standing item at all future school board meetings to update the school district's policies regarding COVID-19. The first of these updates was approved at the meeting. In order for students to have an exemption from wearing a cloth mask, they must provide a note from a medical professional. Previously, the exemption only required a parent's request. Also on Wednesday, Governor Newsom announced that all school employees will be required to be vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID testing. The district will have until October 15th to implement this policy. The board did vote to approve a resolution directed at state authorities requesting more local control when it came to decisions over mandating masks in schools. The board also approved a contract on Wednesday for teacher training and mentoring with the Sacramento County Office of Education and authorizing the district to hire a mental health therapist to provide services to district students.
Well, a parent upset over mask mandates faces possible charges in an after-school physical altercation. According to the Cedar Creek Police, the incident happened Wednesday at Cedar Creek Elementary after school during student pickup. According to Tori Gibson, superintendent of Amador County Unified School District, a parent upset about their child having to wear a mask began verbally assaulting the principal when a male teacher stepped in to protect the principal. The situation escalated, a physical altercation occurred, resulting in the teachers being struck by the parent and knocked down. The teacher treated at Sutter Amador, released Wednesday evening. Now the matter is being investigated, the findings forwarded to the Amador County DA's office, and if appropriate, for criminal prosecution. Anyone who may have witnessed the event asked to call the Sutter Creek Police Department at 267-5646.
And the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE, has awarded $160 million for land management projects intended to restore and maintain healthy forests throughout California while enhancing carbon storage. The grants were awarded by CAL FIRE's Forest Health and Forest Legacy programs to local and regional partners and collaboratives implementing forest treatment and conservation activities on state, local, tribal, federal, and private lands. The Amador Resource Conservation District was awarded $3,603,000 for the Jackson Creek Forest and Watershed Health Project. The South and Middle Fork of the Jackson Creek Watershed suffers from an abundance of fuel load threatening biodiversity, air, and water quality. The Jackson Creek Forest and Watershed Health Project will enhance forest and watershed health on 1,000 acres via prescribed grazing, mastication, and prescribed burns. Many of CAL FIRE's forest health grants were made available through the California Climate Investments, the CCI, which is a statewide program that puts billions of cap-and-trade dollars towards achieving the state's climate change goals.
Well, two people arrested yesterday, several others under investigation, for illegally occupying a home in Amador County. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, yesterday, the owner of a Ridge Road residence called the Sheriff's Office to report they had discovered multiple people had illegally moved into their home. When deputies arrived, they found that several people had made themselves at home, which included Jamison Ramaski of Jackson and Marissa Stellardo of Willsieville. Now, while on scene, deputies also located and seized several fraudulent lease documents. Ramaski and Stellardo were ultimately booked into the Amador County Sheriff's Office jail for burglary. Unclear how long the home had been occupied, but there was a tremendous amount of trash and other debris in and around the property that will now be the owner's responsibility to remove at his expense.
And the historic Knight Foundry will be open to the public for its monthly second Saturday public tour day tomorrow from 10 to 3. Come by for the firing up of the antique blacksmithing forge, pouring and crafting hot metal, recreating the ancient art of tinsmithing, and demonstrations of the still intact machinery at the foundry. Admission is $15 for adults 18 and older, $5 for students age 5 to 17, and free for children under 5 and for Knight Foundry Alliance members. All demonstrations are included in the ticket price, and visitors will be able to meet and talk with docents throughout the entire complex. Also, pieces made by foundry artisans will be available for purchase at the gift shop.
And tonight, the Amateur Arts TGIF Music in the Park series moves to Molly Joyce Park in Pioneer, welcoming Blow Daddy from 6 to 8. Bring your picnic, chairs, and smiles to this free community event. Volunteers are still needed for the summer concert series. If you're interested, contact Amateur Arts as soon as possible. Now remember, all attendees to the concert series assume all risks associated with potential virus exposure, including COVID-19. Don't attend if you don't feel well. Please respect others' personal choices to mask and keep distance. For info on future concerts, visit the website amateurarts.org.
And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.